Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We had Dan Quinn on the show earlier, the head coach of the Commanders. Yesterday, he named his starting quarterback, who will be Jaden Daniels, as expected.
By the way,
he will be the 8th starting quarterback in the last 8 seasons.
Did you see Colin Cowherd's kind of hot take?
No.
Saw something. He thinks Bo Nix is the best young quarterback.
Yes, he says, here's a take. Bo Nix has got a better arm than people think. I think he's more cut and athletic. I don't know what that means, more cut than people think. He says Bo Nix is going to be the best quarterback this year out of the crop.
Just to give you a little bias, I don't know if he's exactly from Oregon or Washington. He's from up there where he played.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean Payton was a regular guest on his show for a season.
Mm. I'm sure there are things like that that are
interesting. Bias to believe in Sean Payton.
For sure. I believe in Sean Payton, too. I think he'll coach him up.
Bo Nix completed like 80% of his passes last year in college.
So far, Bo Nix has been 23 of 30, 76.7%. That's about similar to what Jaden's done, I think.
I saw a video of Sean Payton talking about it, and he said when they went to see him work out, he knew after 16 balls, that was the guy that he wanted.
Mm. 205 yards, 6.8 yards per attempt, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 116 passer rating. So he's had a very efficient preseason in limited time. I'm not saying he's bad. I think Bo Nix is going to be good.
I think the knock against him is he doesn't have a big arm. He doesn't throw downfield as much. But what Payton says is he's got plenty of arm and can throw downfield.
Right.
He doesn't have great weapons necessarily this year.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's got Cortland Sutton as his number one. He's got Marvin Mims as his number, probably his number two. I think they drafted a couple guys, but who knows? I mean, maybe Nix ends up being the guy.
Could be.
I think he'll be very good.
He's got a good coach.
I still think our guy has got an unbelievable shot at being the best one of this crop.
No doubt. Now,
I would agree.
I mentioned 8 quarterbacks in 8 seasons.
Yeah.
All right, starting in 2017, which was Kirk's last season here.
Mm-hmm.
The next year, it was Alex Smith.
Right.
The following year, due to Alex Smith's injury, it was Keenum. Then it was Dwayne Haskins. After Haskins, it was Ryan Fitzpatrick, who barely was on the field.
Yeah, there's some bad ones.
Then we had Carson Wentz.
Uh-huh.
That was a disaster. Sam Howell last year, and now Jaden Daniels. And we wanted to kind of have fun ranking them.
Well, it's pretty simple.
Let's start at the bottom. Do we come to a consensus on number 8?
Haskins.
Yes, I had Haskins.
Haskins is a joke.
Although I think you could make an argument for Fitzpatrick because he wasn't really on the field.
Fitzpatrick would be next. And he was a big disappointment. And it was kind of douchey on the phone when we brought up the hurting himself on the water slide
I ranked him 7 because you never saw him.
So we all agreed on 8 and 7.
Yeah,
The early reports are he was struggling in camp.
Yeah, so I had him. I would actually like to rank 4 or 5 of them. 8.
Yes, equal.
Well, now because you're not going to put Wentz.
But 7, so, I'll give Fitzpatrick.
All right, let's see if we're unanimous on 6. And if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
I had Keenum 6.
I had Wentz 6.
Wentz 6. I think Wentz 6.
Wentz, I had 5. But,
I had Keenum 5. Okay, so we actually agree there. So then the top 4.
Cousins is 1. I mean,
Cousins is 1 for sure.
I actually put Jaden Daniels number 1.
Come on.
I'm going to put Cousins. I'm going to put Cousins 1, Jaden 2, though.
Okay.
And then who's left?
Smith and Howell.
I ranked Smith above Howell because
he was so boring.
He
was like a game manager, but if you looked
wins.
At he was 11-5 as a starter, and he was 5-1 as a starter after he broke his leg.
I know, it's crazy.
I don't know how he did it.
I remember because I was doing post game shows.
It was brutal.
For then, it was NBC Sports Washington, or maybe it was even Comcast Sportsnet, but I was doing post game shows after Alex Smith's games, and it was always like terrible stat line. He'd throw for 170 yards.
Yep.
Most boring game ever.
He wouldn't turn the ball over.
And they would get a win.
Yeah.
All right. So give props to the defense.
I got to put Alex Smith number 3.
And then, I mean,
he gets my bronze.
All right.
How four?
Yeah.
Are we basically in agreement?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Bottom line is they've had some awful quarterbacks. They've had 29 starting quarterbacks in the last 24 years. That's got to be a record.
I'm trying to think.
No teams had more than that.
To me, the biggest thing is when you take a swing with a first round pick, you got to hit. Now, the RG3 thing hit for a year, but then it didn't. So you can't say overall it was a hit because when you draft a quarterback in the first round, you hope that's your quarterback for a decade plus.
Right.
When Haskins obviously didn't hit. A lot of these other guys were Band-Aids. Like, for the last 4 years, even longer than that, it was a Band-Aid. It was like, oh, well, Alex Smith got hurt. I guess we're going to have to go with Case Keenum. All right, let's draft Dwayne Haskins. Oh, that didn't work out. Let's pick up Carson Wentz. Let's pick up Ryan Fitzpatrick. Like, this is the future. If this doesn't work out, we've said it before, Dan Quinn doesn't work out, Adam Peters doesn't work out, and you're lost for another 5 years.
I'm not saying it wasn't partly his fault I'm talking about Ron Rivera. But think about Ron Rivera. He inherited Haskins. All right. Maybe they would have, if it was all up to him, he would have gone out and drafted, you know, Tua or Herbert, one of those guys. Who knows? They took Chase Young. God, we've been down that road. But he had to play Haskins, Fitzpatrick, Wentz, Howell.
And Heineke. Played Heineke a bunch in there.
And Heineke, yeah.
Yeah. How do you win?
Wasn't a starter week 1. But.
I'm not saying it wasn't partly his fault because he went out and got some of these guys, but I guarantee they weren't the first choice.
The only thing I'll say in his defense is now it seems like teams don't care. They'll give up on a quarterback in 1 year.
Yes.
But back then, 5 years ago, it was still kind of like, you're not going to give up on Haskins yet.
Well, I remember
it. You know,
I remember Ron walked it back, but one of the most truthful things he said, and I can't remember exactly who asked the question and what the question even was, but his answer was quarterback. The question was something like, why aren't you as far along in a rebuild as some of these other teams that have turned it around quicker? And he said, in a moment of truth, and he tried to walk it back, he goes, quarterback. They didn't get quarterback right.
Correct. That's what you got to get right.
I mean, it's a very simplistic view, but what's more important in your mind? The owner? Yeah, it's great. Got a new owner. Great. The GM? Great.
Right.
Or the quarterback?
Got to have a quarterback.
It's number one thing.
Well, and I kind of look at it in this way. It's, I mean, can the team continue to have bad quarterbacks? I almost look at it as a do theory play. And Daniels is obviously, you know,
he checks
his,
all the
his
boxes.
Credentials coming out of college was awesome.
He checks all the boxes.
I know. So I got to think that this one's going to hit. I'm not saying he's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's going to be a superstar, but I think he's going to hit.
No, he's going to be very good.
He's going to hit for 5 to 7 years.
Grab, maybe you can help me. Valdez, you can help us. What quarterback that's come into this league checked all the boxes like this guy and then didn't hit?
I mean, it kind of depends. Like, you mentioned Zach Wilson before. Remember what
people were saying after the combine, he didn't play at this level. He was throwing a guy's wide open. That was definitely a little bit of a crapshoot. He was athletic. You were more dazzled by his, you know, he had the big arm and he could run. But he didn't have the resume that this kid has. This kid's resume is ridiculous. Give me a quarterback that checks, like, honestly.
But what if he just ends up like, and he could end up being good, but what if he ends up being like Kyler Murray? Kyler Murray, I think, has been a little underwhelming.
A smidge, but you know,
and
Kyler's
I would say similar college resume.
Yeah,
Heisman
sure.
Trophy winner, a lot of success, big program, good competition, and he's been all right.
Had successful moments. But Kyler's still got the shrimp factor that maybe, and also Kyler doesn't get into his playbook. You know, they were embarrassing him with the contract negotiations.
Trevor Lawrence
underwhelming.
Has been underwhelming.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you say Bryce Young?
Who?
Bryce Young won a Heisman.
Bryce Young.
Okay. Now he's a smaller dude.
It's not over yet.
He's not the runner that Daniels is, but
I don't think he has the. He's a smaller guy, which I think hurts him. And I'm not sure he has the arm that.
Bryce was a long time locked in number one pick.
Jaden
had was the one with the big rise.
Who?
Jaden. Yeah.
Yeah.
Over the year. I mean, everyone knew Bryce Young was going to be a top pick.
Right, but Bryce still was a smaller guy. You were just picking him because he was, you know, he had a great college resume and, you know, awesome kid, you know, had all the intangibles.
Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
And Mariota. Mariota won
the
Heisman.
Deshaun Watson, maybe, you know, he showed
Deshaun
some flashes.
Deshaun was a stud before all the nonsense, though.
Mm.
He was top five quarterback, dude. Easy.
He was good.
Yeah.
What?
Baker Mayfield?
Baker had questions.
Yeah, smaller guy, not as athletic.
I'm thinking it's not. I'm not going to go where I did with RG3 yet, but I think he's pretty close.
Bust proof.
Pretty close. I don't see bust.
I mean, Jameis and Mariota were in the college football playoff, absolute stars, absolute studs.
Jameis is a clown. We all know what a clown he is. God bless him. He's the most entertaining guy in football. But stealing the crab legs. I mean, there were problems with women. And, you know, there's been red flags with Jameis.
Okay. Sam Darnold.
I like the Trevor Lawrence.
What about Sam Darnold? Number three pick.
There were questions about him. I remember having questions about Sam Darnold.
Not that much.
Accuracy.
I mean, most people thought that guy was going to be a stud.
They thought he had a big arm and he was a big guy. But there were questions.
Yeah,
Why are you laughing at me?
Some questions on Jaden about his size.
That's the only question is about how skinny he is. Everything else?
And now there was some question about pocket presence, like the sack percentage.
Pressure to sack ratio, right. That's true.
Here's what's going on. You're making things up in your head, and you're doing a lot of revisionist history. Just say it.
I'm not doing any revisionist history.
Just say it. He's bust proof. Put your nuts on the table.
Well, because the problem is I've already used that phrase.
He basically has.
I've already used that phrase before. I don't want to. I wish I could come up with a new phrase.
But I do think there are other quarterbacks you can point to. They've named some. Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota.
Those guys all had questions. I'm sorry, they just did.
They were supposed to be studs. All of them.
They were all.
They still had questions.
Trevor Lawrence was thought to be the number one.
I agree with you.
But
I'm saying
he was thought to be the number one overall pick as a freshman.
A can't misser.
Correct.
I agree with you.
Now
there.
he's going to be the franchise quarterback for years. So you could look at it and go, all right, well, he's going to be a 10-year starter for one team. But he hadn't, you know.
Literally the only knock against Jaden, other than the pressure to sack ratio, which was just a stat nerd thing. And then the skinniness. Those are the only two knocks against him. Sorry.
Well, we'll see.
Sorry.
I know. Are you a fan of the Washington Commanders or the Washington Jadens?
The Washington Daniels?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Say you could say the same thing about Lamar. You would go to the wall for Lamar.
I'm a fan of the Ravens.
That's it. You know that's a ridiculous question. I've gone through 29 quarterbacks. I go with all of them. I ride for all my quarterbacks. I'm just saying this one.
I don't think this one looks the part.
He's got all, he checks all the boxes.
You better hope he does.
He checks all the boxes.
So if this one misses,
except for being skinny. Okay. He checks all the boxes. I'm sorry. I thought Robert did, but Robert turns out he didn't.
Are there going to be?
Hold on. We just did a segment. He doesn't slide. He takes big hits.
That's it. That's part of being skinny.
Okay. Yeah. He's skinny. He gets sacked a lot. They ran a wide open, go deep offense. I mean, you're acting like it's any weakness of him is any different than the other quarterbacks that came out.
I do.
There's no difference between Mariota and Jaden Daniels from when they first came out.
Well, I think those quarterbacks, I mean, aren't there a lot of questions about a lot of those quarterbacks out of the Pac-12 or whatever? Weren't there a lot of questions about those guys? I know Herbert is.
Well, your guy played in the Pac-12.
No, but he's pointing out these guys were all drafted
for three years.
In the great best conference prospects. Of football.
Oh, he had one really, really good year.
I mean, I think you're just throwing out there were questions. What were the questions about Sam Darnold? He was a good prospect.
Accuracy. I remember that.
He's not the most athletic guy.
Okay, he was a big guy with a big arm.
But last July, your boy was a fifth-round draft prospect, according to Adam Peters.
Right.
So you can't say there's not question marks about him. The questions are
size, durability. That's the biggest question. But it just is.
I think he has the same question that all the quarterbacks have.
I think
is he going to be able to process? Is he going to be able to handle the pressure?
Processing is great.
How's it proven? He's playing against backups.
Okay, all right.
And he's throwing 10 balls.
All right, go on the record. These guys are against him.
No.
I
can't say he's a can't misser yet.
Did you see one pass over 10 yards this week?
What was your question?
One pass over 10 yards this week.
I'm not worried. What are you concerned with? You don't think he's accurate or strong enough? What do you think? I saw it against Deami.
If you put Jeff Driscoll in and ran the same plays, it probably would have been 10 for 12 as well.
Maybe.
I got to see him do it consistently against starters for four quarters, against backups for half a quarter.
On Sam Darnold's scouting profile when he came out. First strength, naturally accurate passer. Fits passes into tight windows.
I know for me, I was not on the Sam Darnold bandwagon when he came out.
Excellent ball placement. Yeah, throws catchable ball, pocket presence, has poise.
What are they saying the negatives? Read the negatives about Darnold.
Ball security, too many fumbles, had confidence issues in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't secure ball when getting sacked.
All right. Okay. I'm all in on my guy. I think my guy's pretty close to bust proof.
Sam Darnold He turned the ball over a lot. He threw a lot of interceptions. So I don't know how good his ball placement, his accuracy was.
Mm-hmm. Well, his completion percentage was 1% different than Jaden Daniels.
He didn't play a lot either. I mean, he played 2 years.
I think that was one thing.
So
I
he was Drake May, basically.
Yeah.
But Drake May's a better athlete. Look, all I'm saying is I can't watch a guy play a half a quarter, maybe a quarter total against backups and go, he's Hall of Famer.
I didn't say Hall of Famer.
He's a can't misser.
I didn't say Hall of Famer. I think he's,
basically what you're saying, he's a can't misser.
Well, just remind me. Give me one of the passes beyond the pass to Deami Brown that's gone past 10 yards so far in the preseason.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Maybe the McLaurin pass?
No, that was just like a 6 or 7 yard out, and then McLaurin had yards after the catch. I'm saying air yards.
Yeah, air yards, okay. Air, I'm sorry. I can't remember one. I'm sure there was one, but I can't remember.
I have no concerns about his ability to complete passes downfield. Zero.
But Eric,
zero.
He has the ability, but we don't know if he's going to make those tight window throws. He's going to make good decisions. Like Daniel Jones' second interception this week was a very similar pass to his pass to De'Ami Brown. Now, his pass to De'Ami Brown, that's not was perfect, but there was a corner right there, right? Mm-hmm. In the case of Daniel Jones, maybe it was slightly underthrown. The corner made a play. The receiver didn't make a good enough play, and it ends up being an interception.
Mm-hmm.
Like, James, we have to see more better than that.
It was better. It was outside. There was no one. The corner couldn't make a play on it.
I agree. Look, I gave him an A-, and I was basically nitpicking for this preseason work. But I haven't seen that much. We saw a hell of a lot from Sam Howell last year.
We just did a segment about the 29 starting quarterbacks. I'm telling you, he's not going to be like these guys.
Hey, I'm the only one that ranked Jaden Daniels ahead of Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
You guys had a number
two. Well, then you should be agreeing with me. He's not like any of these other guys.
I'm weary. And the statistics are, EB, the statistics are, it could be wrong, that of the first-round draft picks.
And I've disagreed with that all year.
The majority of them are going to bust.
I disagree with
different
that.
Different definitions of bust.
I've gone on record saying, I think all these guys are going to hit.
If Kyler Murray's career ended right now, I would say it was a bust.
They're not all going to hit.
He expected more.
Bo Nix is going to hit.
No, they're not going to all
JJ will be good. Jaden's going to be good, and Caleb will be good.
I'll bet you any amount of money.
Now you're on Caleb?
No, I think he's flashy. He's going to make flashy plays. I think he's going to throw a lot of interceptions.
Now, when you say they're all going to hit. So
they're going to be starting
all six of them are all going
to. I don't know about Penix. I don't know when the hell he'll ever play. I'm taking him out of the equation because that's the dumbest pick in history.
Cousins is going to play until he's 50. He's going to.
Okay.
He's got like a 2-year contract.
He's got the majority being good.
Yes.
Versus the trend of
I'll go against
like
that.
Half of them bust.
Right. I think it's impossible for six guys going the first round to all be silly. I mean, that's just not going to happen.
It didn't happen in 83?
But you were 13.
Okay, it's a legendary year.
It's a lot different. The league is a lot different. I'm just going to go with history and say multiple guys that were drafted are going to be backups in 5 years.
My guy's not going to miss.
Let's hope not.
All right, if you want to chime in, 800.
You are convinced.
1067 for the Chuckies. Be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.